Concerning the document that UIC made a few years ago, it can be used, but a lot of parts are missing. Just brief example about the toilet pictogram. The representation of the woman must be different if we are in some part of different region. I mean, in the Middle East, maybe the representation of the woman should be maybe different. In other countries, the representation of the LGBTQ genders for inclusion maybe depend on this country also be included on this document. Because such of element should be defined in advance, because we'll take the risk also to have a multiple icon pictogram in a public space, and could be also very difficult to recognize the meaning of the comprehension of this new element. One challenge as well is to harmonize some common information. When you mentioned about the car rental as your first slide, the keys in below the car and in our document is up of the car, so it's nothing. Nothing big, but the representation may be different. I can say that it will not be so difficult to harmonize such of information from the air industry and the railway industry. It must be nothing big yet, but having the same pictogram for the same information should make a big achievement for a long and international and multimodal journey. So we have a lot of pictograms, but not enough, unfortunately. And we don't have any common approach in terms of the color that is used. For example, if we take the airport industry, mainly they're using black and white colors for the information. The background can be sometimes black or sometimes it's in yellow that we see in the pictures, but they are using the same colors. In different countries, we are not doing the same. So it could be also a way to uniformize these letters, such of information. Mainly, sometimes we have in common, in France, for example, we don't have the same pictograms in Charles de Gaulle airports, because there is also a high-speed station, and when we move to the railway port, it's different. So how we can continue the mobility of the information, that I like to say. And my vision on this aspect is, now we are talking just about the visual information on physical support, but how would I extend this reflection on the information in your smartphone, the digital information that you will receive about the push-up notification, if there is a delay, what kind of element I should inform. We are not talking about the context, the content, the text, which message I should share to the passengers. The sound announcement, which is a very difficult in station, because the quality of the sound announcement is quite poor, so how we can also improve the technology solution that we can develop inside. We have speakers, because it is not possible to inform the right people. So we give the information to everybody. Okay, but maybe in the future, due to technology or travel companions and so on, we will be able also to address a specific message to a specific group or passengers. So we have to also consider this. We have also to consider the information that we should address also to persons with reduced mobilities. Maybe they need additional supports. I mean, in terms of not only visual but also some staff who can also, what kind of information the staff should share. The language sign. I don't know. We don't have a universal language sign. Maybe we should also develop such of training. I don't know. It's just open question. So there is first the digital information, the physical information on this search of asset, the sound announcement, the audio, and then for person with reduced mobilities. This is, for me, the global pictures of the mobility of the information for well understanding, and avoid as much as possible misinterpretation. And obviously, this proposal, it's on draft. We have not yet a command approval on this. What I can say is some companies are looking for such of information, asking for it, but having a command vision, it's take time, obviously, but I think we are on good reflection and on the right track now.